forgive Bhakti. He kept me here alone. Now I am so unfortunate without Ram. I cannot stop Ram. And he began to cry. He had given me some chance to serve, but I could not serve him. So he left this world. Now he has come to Dwarka. And now he is taking service from so many. I think Pandavas are best among them. If you want to see any dear and near to Krishna, then you can go to at once to Pandavas. They are in Hastinapur now. So quickly you can go. He told that and explaining their some glory that when Duryodhan wanted to kill Pandavas, at that time they were not married with Draupadi. Then Bhim was playing with them in any river, Jamuna river. They thought that if Bhim is dead, then Pandavas are all dead, because he is stronger than all. So they should try to kill him. Bhim was so fond of sweets. So they made a very big laddu and gave him very powerful poison in that. And then Bhim came, they called Bhim to play, and then Bhim came and they gave that laddu. And at once he began to take and eat. After some time, he was dead. And they throw it in Jamuna street. Pandavas were searching that where Bhim has gone, where has. They were unaware of this fact. They returned to their home without Bhim, all their body waiting for Bhim. And Bhim, he went from Jamuna to Ganges in Prayag, and from Prayag with Ganges he went to sea, and from sea, Bengal sea, he went to Mahasagar, Indian Ocean, and from Indian Ocean he went to Patal Lok. Patal Lok, India. And there were so many daughters of Nag, very beautiful, young girls. They saw him. At once they were attracted to him. But they saw that he is dead. They knew how to make him
alive.
They bite him. At once this beast came and quarreled with that
other poison.
And defeated and him at once. Came in senses. They took him to his father, and father told that you can marry him. They were married. And again Bhim came here. And the father of the Nag told that from today you will not be affected by any of very big poisons. So Bhim returned. Who saved? The father of Nag, who were they? Sankarsan himself, Nag. So Krishna saved Bhim as in the shape of Sheshnag. Sometimes Krishna saved them from fall. After this they went to anywhere in this guise. They were going here and there in this guise, in the shape of Brahmin boys, wagging here and there. Kunti was with them. They heard that in the kingdom of Drupad Maharaj, there is Swayambar, Somebody, you know, Draupadi was young lady and he was to be married. His father has told that, I can marry my daughter to one who is so powerful, who can shoot a fish eyes hanging on so much high
tower.
No? And she will move in. And over a hill, having so many
spokes.
So, and anyone can shoot her, that pieces this eye pupil. Seeing below a tank which was full of
oil.
Seeing there the perchai, the shadow of the sea, he will have to
reflect.
So many trials. Krishna and Baldev are there. If Krishna wanted, he can shoot easily. But he was watching and giving a chance for his dear friend Arjuna and brother Arjuna. So many came, Duryodhana and Durshasana all fell. Bhishma Pitama came and he wanted that I should shoot and give Draupadi to Duryodhana. Draupadi at once said, stood up. If anyone shoot, I will marry her, him. So, Bhishma Pitama, you are old, you want to marry me? So you can shoot, but you will have to marry. Then he left and he sat down. At once, Dronacharya came. Oh, you cannot do. Do you want to marry me? Never. Then go and sleep. She was so bold to tell all these things, very boldly, not like a yours. Husband will tell that you should go out of my house. Ah, oh, what to do? Not like this. That bold and very strong character. At once, Karl came and wanted to shoot that face thing. He was able, many to do. But Dr. Tandu, who are you? Who are you?
What is your identification?
Are you son of any Kshatriya? Are you any prince? He could not reply. I know you are Sutaputra, son of any charioteer. Sit down, I cannot. If you shoot even, I will not marry you. Then he felt so much
ashamed.
And said, I will take revenge. Krishna was seeing, all looking, and he was so smiling with Baldev Prabhu. But he never came out. And he was seeing that others should come. In the meantime, Arjuna told, he took the feet of Kunti Maharaja, Yudhishthira Maharaj and Bhim and begged permission. That should I do? They told that you can do. He came very gently, very strongly. And he came there, all asking that, oh, this is Brahmin boy, having sacred trait, and it seems that he is Brahmin boy, a student. How he can shoot? He is not so much knowing all these things. But he graduated. Somewhere else, I go away. Return from here, you cannot do by a Brahmin boy and you want to marry with any princess. He never looked here and there. He at once went there. And in a moment when he did so miracle, at once he shooted the eyes of people of that face. All that Krishna became at once and embraced. Oh, you have done the right thing. Arjun told that, you have given me chance. Otherwise, if you have to test, you can have done. And Draupadi was to marry. But Kandy, you have given me chance. So Krishna gives this chance. So always Krishna protecting other inwardly or outwardly, out. When Mahabharata was ended, Bhisham Pitamaha was dead, Duryodhana was dead, Karna was died, all ways to take. Then a struggle between Arjuna and Bhima was there. Who has won this fight? Arjuna told that I have shot it all. And Bhima was telling that I have done wonders. I have killed Duryodhana and all his brothers and so many things.
100 brothers.
So I am more stronger than you. I have won the race. And he was telling, I have won this battle. In the meantime, Krishna told that, don't quarrel. Listen to me. Come with me. There is a boy on the hill. And he is looking. He was looking that who has fought so much. They went to that boy. Who was that boy?
Barbarik.
Barbarik, the son of Arjuna's son.
Ghatotkacha's
son. Before the battle, he came to Krishna and told, I want to be any side of this battle. I just watch Bhima, or if you reject me, then I will go to Duryodhana's side. He told that, I am a very strong Dhanurdhar.
Archer.
Krishna, you are archer? Yes, I am archer. What can you do? He told that. In a moment I can shoot all. Bhisham Pitama, Arjun, Drona, Karna, everyone. Oh, you can do? Yes. You can show? How you can do? He took a flower on his bow and as one shooting. And that flower came to all here. So this flower came to everyone here and make a sign, his collar. He told that, like, I will take my bow and arrow and I will penetrate their hearts and they will all be killed. Krishna at once took his chakra and killed him. Oh, you have killed me? I wanted to see Mahabharata. I wanted to fight Mahabharata. But you killed me. So I am praying that I should not be dead. Keep my head there and I will see Mahabharata Yudha, who is most stronger among them. So he is there and he took Arjuna and Bhima there. And Krishna told that, oh, Barbarik, you should tell because you are looking whole Mahabharata, who actually owned the race, this battle? Who is most stronger in among them? Especially between Arjuna and Bhima. He saw that I never saw Bhima and Arjuna fighting. Never, never. I thought that Krishna was only one side and all were in one side. And Krishna killed everyone. So I am saying that Krishna is more stronger than anyone. So Arjuna had did nothing, Bhima has done nothing actually. Krishna has done all things. Then their pride of a stronger outside. So by this he said, Pandavas. He has said so much, so many times. Once Bhima was going anywhere when they were in forest. They are all thirsty. Draupadi Yudhishthira Arjuna, him, there was no Kunti Devi. In 12 years, always so much thirsty. The same thing that look after, to search where is water. He went searching water. He saw that in the way there was a monkey, very old monkey. And he is sleeping, very lean and thin, doing like this. They came and told the old monkey, give me a sight, I want to go. There is no any place to go there. You are sleeping on the middle. In both sides there is mountains, very high. So I cannot go, but I have to go there. So give me any sight. Monkey was doing, I cannot move. Then he told, they said, I will catch hold of your leg, tail, and I will throw out very far. So give me anyway. He told that, oh my dear brother, you can take my tail here and keep there. I cannot move. Then he took his club in his one hand, and by one hand he wanted to take the tail here. But he could not move. He could not
lift an inch also.
Inch or animal he could not. Then he kept his club and with two hands it began. But at once he slipped and went so many miles there. Then who is he? Oh, it means that he is Hanuman. He again came. Oh, Hanuman, you are my guru, you my everything, please be happy to me. Then he quickly woke up and he took him breath. If you are in danger, quickly come to me. You should remind me, meditate me, I will also come and also help you always. So when he used to fight, he used to meditate Hanuman, and Hanuman used to come to in his body and so strong, like Hanuman used to give his whole power in him in his head. And so he quickly can defeat him. So Krishna is doing all these things. Once Hanuman was anywhere and Arjuna was alone, he was going to any place. Arjuna met Hanuman. He told that, who are you? I am Arjuna. I am Hanuman. He told that, Arjuna told that, I am thinking Ram was not so powerful, very weak person. Why he could not make a pull from his arrows? If I was there, in a moment I could have done a very big pull, very strong wind with my arrows. Hanuman tells, don't be so
proudy.
Proud. Don't be so proud. You are not a stronger. If I used to jump from one tree to another, Meghnadi used to shoot me thousands of arrows. In the meantime, I will see you, can you shoot me 1,000 times or not? Understand what I am telling? Hanuman told that, at that time, if I was going, jumping from one roof to another roof, at the time of giving fire in Lanka, in the second minute, in a second, Meghnadi used to shoot me with arrows 1,000 times. So, I am jumping from this tree to that tree and you can shoot. Yes, I am ready. I will lack arrow I will give you. Then Hanuman went to that tree, we ready? And he told, and he became, he was going to be ready, in the meantime he jumped and he crossed. And he could not do, shoot any. Oh, how you can be like Ram? But if you want to do my test, then you can make a bridge of this river. No? And I will
cross.
I will go on foot on that bridge, and bridge will broken. But you cannot do. I will do. So, at once, Arjun made a very strong bridge of arrows on that river. Hanuman saw a very strong bridge. What should I do? Here comes jumper to Himalaya. And he becomes so bigger. And so many big mountains he took in his hair. Here, there, left hand. And he became very, very heavy. And he came at once, jumped up and came. And he kept his one
left foot.
Arjun was percolating here. But
trembling
here. What to do? And Hanuman was thinking that what to do if it is not broken. Both were
trembling.
At once Arjun called, "Oh Krishna, save us, because you are save us." And Hanuman called his Ram, "Oh Ram, save me, otherwise I will be, if I am defeated." So both were calling, "Ah, don't go on." Who you are? So, both were fearing. If I am defeated, he thinks that if I am defeated. So, both were calling. Hanuman, anyhow, remembered his Ram. He jumped before she, telling Ram, Jai Sri Ram, and he quickly went across the sea. And here he was telling Jai Sri Ram in
Inside,
not openly, because he will be defeated if he is doing. So he told Jai Sri Ram, my sand is in your hand. And thus he kept his one feet there. And whole balance he gave. But bridge was like that. It was not broken. What happened? Oh, Ram, save me. And thus he quickly took up his second feet upon that. And he just, at once he saw, a current of blood was coming inside the bridge. And Arjun, what doing? Oh Krishna, save me. Come on here and save me. At once, Hanuman jumped up from the bridge and saw what is there. Why blood is coming? Oh, he saw that Ram is there. And keeping his back inside the bridge.
Supporting the bridge.
Oh, he began to pray, Ram. Oh Ram, why you are here? And Arjun peeped in the base, and he saw that Krishna has given his back there. And he is supporting Arjun. Both began to pray Krishna and Ram. He was saying same Ram as a Krishna, and Arjun was saying same Ram in Krishna. Both were praying. At first Krishna came and told, I wanted this, that Hanuman should help Arjun in the battle of Mahabharata. He should always be on the flag of Arjun. And that flag will be called Kapidhvaja. And when any arrow will come, like do he will and take. Sometimes he will shed anyhow. So he used to do like this. Hand curling on Bhisham Pitamah, wanted to shoot Arjun. From here he began to roar so much that their aim was
lost.
So he used to say, when Bhim was defeating Durshasan and taking his arms, that Draupadi may come and take this blood here and to bind up his case. At that time Bhim told, in whole world, if anyone is so bold, he can come and save Durshasana. I will defeat all. When he challenged, all Krishna was there, Arjun was, and all were there. But Bhisham Pitamah, Drona and Karna were dead at that time. So Arjun was there. He could not bear the challenge. He at once took his bow and arrow, Gandhi, and told that, I will kill today you. Krishna told him, Arjun, be silent today. I have given my all the strength of Nisimhadev today in him. And Hanuman is invested his all power in him. So you cannot do anything today. You will be defeated if you are going to quarrel with him. At once, he was
silent.
Became silent and began to do like that. Oh, Nisimhadev is here in him and Hanuman is here. So Krishna anyhow used to say Pandavas. So always he was protecting. Hanuman is telling that I don't go to Vrindavan. Never. Because I fear that so many rishis, munis, even Narad, even Brahma, Indra, Jan, Varun, seeing the pastimes of Krishna, they were
bewildered.
They became mugdha. They cannot decide that, could not decide that, oh, actually he is Supreme Personality of Godhead or any good boy. See, very simple. They could not decide. If Krishna had done some mistake, Yashoda Maharaj used to chastise Krishna with steel and he began to weep. So Hanuman is telling that, if I go and see, I will do something offense in the Lord's feet of them. And when I will go to Vrindavan, and I will see that my holy master, this master, Supreme Personality of Godhead, is serving Gopi's Lord's feet and dancing with gopis like a toy. Krishna was like a toy in the hands of gopis. So I will be bewildered. I may do anything false. So I never used to go to. So you can go to Dwarka and see Pandavas, they are more superior than me. So I am a very I do seva of Ram, but very little, and lack parts of Pandavas. So if you want to see any devotee, you can go to Dwarka, or you should not go to Dwarka, you should go to Hastinapur, where Pandavas are there. He at once jumped up. He became so happy. And he went to Hastinapur and he saw that Pandavas were there. Pandavas heard that Nagarishi is coming. At once they took in a pot flowers, chandan, chamar, bedan, 16 kinds of utensils, paraphernalia, to worship Narada. They wanted to do pranam to Narada, but Narada wanted to do pranam to them, and he took all the paraphernalia from Yudhishthira Maharaj, and he began to worship. Yudhishthira and all his death servants also he began to worship. One thought that, what is this? He is our Gurudev and he is worshipping us. Oh, you are certainly blessed. Your life is successful. I have never seen any devotee like you. He began to glorify. You should try to be humble like Narada. And like Pandava, very humble. If you are not humble, you are not giving respect to any devotee, then you are not true devotee. All devotees should be, have so much tolerance, giving so much
respect
to other devotees, not for them, for him. Don't try to take any fame from anyone. Always give respect. Don't want to take any respect. You should be so humble. More than a tree, means
grass.
And more you should be like tolerance, like more than trees. Not this is only in poem of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Srinivasa Krishna. Try to be established in this and you will see that very quickly you are very advanced devotee, very near and dear to Krishna. So we should try to obey Krishna these principles, teachings. First you should try to be established in Gita teaching and then enter into Srimad Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Charitam. Follow Rup Goswami. Gaur Premanande. Pandavas ki
jai.
Narada Rishi ki
jai.
Dwaini Kirtan. Where is red why you being so? You have to do Mahamantra is very anitto.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Where Hare Krishna?
Krishna Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Vibhavari says, you can see in book, but two lengths you should give up. And after, Bolo Hari Hari Mukunda Ramakrishna Hare Griva from here. Can you do? Bolo Hari Hari Mukunda Mura Ramakrishna Hare Griva. Bolo Hari Hari.
Thank you.
Yeah, no.